through the long dark night. Out on the open sea, I'll faith alone, sight alone, it is eyes were
thank you.
raging high. The waters around me were troubled. Fear filled their hearts. They thought they would die. They failed to remember the Master was there, and he spoke the words. The winds are still still, even the water, they obeyed his will. He calmed their storm, just like he will mine. I just remember that he lives deep inside. Why should I worry? Why should I fear? The very same Jesus, he stays always here. He lives in my heart, and he hears when I cry. I call on his name till the storm passes by. We brought light to their darkness when the way grew so deep. How great it would be to have his steps leading mine, to walk with my Master all of the time. So when trials come and death seems so nigh, I search for the Master. He said he'll be there all the time. And when I'm in trouble, my body, the pain, all I gotta do is call his name. Why should I worry? Why should I fear? The very same Jesus, he stays always. In my heart, and he hears when I cry. I call on his name till the storm passes by. We read in the Bible how he walked with them, brought light to their darkness when the way grew so deep. How great it would be to have his steps leading mine, to walk with my Master all of the time. So when trials come and death seems so nigh, I search for the Master. He said he'll be there on time. And when I'm in trouble, my body's in pain, all I have to do is call on his name. Why should I worry? Why should I fear? The very same Jesus, he stays always near. He lives in my heart, and he hears my cry. Why should I worry? Why should I fear? The very same Jesus, he stays always near. He lives in my heart, and he hears when I cry. I call on his name till the storm passes by. Call on his name till the storm passes by. whenever I wonder. You did not leave me. No, you never, ever left my side. I don't know why you loved me, but I'm so glad you touched me.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that you saved my life.
Yes, yes.
You've been so faithful. So
God stomped all over us. but they had a plan for everything. God worked everything out. And I'd like you all to pray for the girls that were in our cabin.
Yeah.
They don't have a Christian family. And I didn't realize it.
A little bit, I hollered to Kelly and have her holler. Woohoo! And we've had a good time. Good to be here this morning. I'm glad that I have an anchor.
Yeah.
In a time of a storm, that we all have storms. And either you're coming out of one, going into one, or just rest a while. There'll be one coming your way. Come. Appreciate Bob. Appreciate you. Appreciate friendship this week. Got to sit and talk with some of my dear preacher friends. Reverend Godfrey and Dennis Legg. Tony Shirley, Bob DeWitt, Brother Rick, Boyd Collins, Dennis Kincaid. Got to sit and talk and praise the Lord. It's just been good. It's been good. And I hope this morning that you have seen the greatness of God. Now, though we have adversity here this morning, we have illnesses. I look here at Mooney and Daryl and with the grandbaby, Abby, being sick. I look here at Miss Cindy with the years that she's been fighting. And the reports, she's come back a little bad. We've got to trust the Lord. Daryl's still waiting on another report, but still good reports. After 13 years of fighting cancer, we just got to keep on. We got to trust the Lord. But I think the key to all this thing is to know that He's worthy of our praise regardless.
Amen.
He's worthy of our praise.
Amen.
In all that He does. Now, sometimes He don't do what we think He should. Sometimes He don't do what we think He's right, but can I tell you, He's always right. He's always right. And I just got to get in on His plan. Get in on what He's a-doing. Instead of me trying to get Him on what I'm a-doing. You think about that. If I get in on what He's doing, then I'm going to be right. All right, so we'll just keep trusting Him. All right? Let's pray together. We got a few thoughts for you this morning. Right. Father, I come just now. You're wonderful and great. There's no doubt about that. And how you've warmed my heart this morning through all the song service and testimony and prayer, Lord. You're wonderful. I could hear the children downstairs in junior church, and Lord, they warmed my heart just to see them. The excitement in the children. Lord, there's a lot of tired bodies from camp, but I'm glad that your strength is sufficient. Now, Lord, I'm asking once again that you speak to our heart. Lord, that we might magnify your name. We might not draw any attention to ourselves, but Lord, we might draw all attention to you. You're worthy of everything that we have in our bodies. Lord, you're worthy of it all. Help us to give you all. Not a bit, but help us to give you all. And we'll thank you for it. Father, cleanse me. Remove anything hurtful. Anything being hinders, anything like sin, I'm sorry. Ask you to help me, touch me fresh of thy power as you see fit. And I'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. That being said, what a wonderful week we've had, and I've had a wonderful day. I don't know about you, but I've only had a wonderful day. And then I thought, sitting this morning, as I studied and looked at things, and I was sitting, looking at the scripture and about the message this morning, and I thought about how good God has been. Last night, Bob and Cheryl went over to my mom's, and Mimi and Daryl, Baby was there, Mommy, and Baby Gail, and we all got to sit and visit. And I thought a lot about my heritage, a lot about my goodly heritage, my godly heritage. Bob told me this morning, he said, "I enjoy the home place." I said, "Man, I enjoy the home place. I enjoy how good God's been. He's been faithful." Now, I've not always been what I'm supposed to be. I know that. And I'm not going to stand here and try to tell you all the negatives in my life. But the past 50 years that I've been a Christian, can I tell you that He has been faithful?
Amen.
He has been faithful.
Amen.
And I've thought of the last 39 years, almost 39 years of preaching the gospel. I can't even explain to you of how faithful that He is.
Amen.
How great He is. He done more than save me. Now, it started when He saved me. Actually, it started before He saved me, being good. He's good to everybody.
Yeah,
can I tell you, since He saved me, He didn't just do that. He took care of me every day.
Amen.
And I've got a testimony of every day, not just 50 years ago. I got a testimony of every day to the greatness of God.
Yeah.
Y'all have prayed for my health for camp. A lot of y'all was concerned that I wasn't going to be able to make it. Can I tell you, I had strength that I didn't think possible this week. I've had a blast. Been a long day, and I've enjoyed every bit of it. And God's good every day. Every day, He's good. And He's worthy of our praise. The youth choir has been singing the song, "All the Praise Goes to Jesus." And since I first heard the song, before I asked them to learn it, it echoes in my mind every day that all the praise goes to Jesus. It don't go to the church. It don't go to me or any other man. All the praise goes to Jesus. And everything that I am, Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. And because of Christ, that's what I praise Him for this morning. So I'm going to do my best just to preach just like it's been on my heart and been on my mind. Everything should go to Jesus Christ. And this morning, I want you, if you would, to turn to Revelation chapter 4, the book of the Revelation. The book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. So many people get messed up when they read. They don't have, I don't know what you read, but you, if you pay attention to the Bible, Revelation is in chronological order, the way it's written. And if you'll read it like that, a lot of people may not believe that, but it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not the revelation of the Antichrist.
Right.
A lot of people look in there and try to find and figure out who He is. I'm in there trying to figure out who Jesus is.
Right.
I'm in there finding out how big He is. I'm not concerned about how big the Antichrist is. He doesn't got whooped anyhow. He's fighting a losing battle. And he's under, I'll just go ahead and say this for everybody, the Antichrist and Lucifer, the loser, and all his imps are under the umbrella of the authority of Almighty God. They're not in charge of nothing. Just gotta go ahead and tell you, they're not in charge. My God's in charge. Look at Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. It says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." He's worthy this morning of all praise and honor and glory. He's worthy.
Yes.
He's worthy. Are you listening to me? He's worthy. You think of what you was and now what you are, He's worthy of praise, is He not?
Yes.
Of what He's brought you from, what you could have been. If I just think about what I could have been. I always think of that story little Hannah sings. I could have had a different story. It might not have been this way. I might have been the drunk down in the ditch. I might have been the dope head somewhere in an abandoned house, strung out of my mind. I could have had a different story.
Yeah.
But the King of Glory died for me and then saved me and set me on a rock. And I'm glad for what He's kept me from. Not just what He saved me to go to, but what He saved me from this morning. And He's worthy of all praise.
Yes.
But then when I think about it, I started looking through the scripture here, and I see a list of sevens. I don't know if you ever paid much attention to it or not, the seven horns and the seven eyes and the seven spirits and the seven churches and the seven trumpets and the seven vials and the seven bowls and all the sevens, you know, all of that. It goes through the book of Revelation, the perfection of my Savior's. Tell me about the perfection of Him is what it's telling me about. But look here in chapter 5, if you would. And this will be our text for this morning. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. It says, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." And verse 12, that's a pile of man. And then verse 12, look what it says. Saying with a loud voice,
Worthy
is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Now look at the sevens here. To receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. The seven tires of His glory, if you would. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain this morning. Not just worthy is the man Jesus. Not just worthy is God. But worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Because of that slain Lamb, because of the work on Calvary, He deserves all glory and all praise. It's not just the healing of God. That's wonderful. It's not just the miracles of God. They were wonderful. But can I tell you this morning that the worthiness and the worthiness that we need to be offering Him the glory and the praise is because of the Lamb that was slain. The Christ who left heaven's glory and died in my place. The Christ, the God in the flesh. It was God. It wasn't just a man, but it was God who left heaven and put on a robe of flesh. It was God who set aside the glory that He had there. Not that He quit being God, but we couldn't handle to see the glory. And He come down and put a robe of flesh on and went yonder to Calvary. Hey, He went to the scourging post. He went there and was beaten for my sins. He went there and took the crown of thorns on His head. He went there to the cross and they nailed Him there. He was hung between the heavens and the earth and bore my sins in His body on the tree. He was buried and rose again the third day. And all praise goes to Jesus Christ, the Lamb that was slain for our sins. It's all about Him. All about Him. It's about that blood that was shed. How do we get in? It's by the blood. How do you get to heaven? It's by the blood. How are you forgiven? It's through the blood. How come you're justified? It's through the blood of Christ. Everything is through Him this morning. If I can preach to you just for a minute on what he deserves for His sacrifice on the cross. All the praise goes to Jesus this morning. I was doing some reading, as I said, doing some studying, and I thought this captured me. There's a lot of things through history that I enjoy. A lot of things that motivate me. A lot of things that make me ashamed, probably, that I don't do enough for the Lord. I want you to listen about somebody here, and I'm going to preach this for a moment. Everybody still with me?
Yes.
I was reading about a man by the name of Nicholas Ludwig von Zinzendorf. That's a mouthful. Right, and he was a German. He was born in 1700. And he founded a community of Christians called Herendon, more commonly known as the Moravians. All right? Probably ain't never heard of him. I doubt maybe one or two's ever heard of him. Let me tell you what he done. He loved the Lord greatly. The Christian man loved the Lord, and after he finished his college in 1927, he went to an art museum in Dusseldorf, Germany. And he saw a painting by Domenico Fette, and it was entitled "Behold the Man." And that picture, that painting, was Christ with the crown of thorns pressed down on his head and blood running down his face. And they stood there and looked at that painting, and his love for the Lord had been great. He already loved the Lord greatly in his heart. But when he looked at that and he said, "All that's been done for me, I have done nothing for him."
Yeah.
And he just kept standing there looking, and the blood that was pictured come down in that painting. He couldn't get past it. And he went back to that little town there in Germany, and they started a prayer meeting. They started a prayer meeting that they prayed 24 hours a day. Listen to me. What he started lasted 100 years. You ever hear that, Kirby? For 100 years, the people in that community, it numbered just right at 300, would meet every day, and they would give an hour of their life to pray. And they just took turns, and that went from their generation to the next generation. To the next generation, and they were taught, and they had 100-year prayer meeting that this man started because he saw and realized the preciousness of the blood of Christ that had flowed down the Calvary. Now, during them years, the first 65 years or so, them 300 people that started all that sent out over 300 missionaries. Now, where all they come from, I can't tell you. 300 people sent over 300 missionaries. And there was two special ones that went out, and I'm sure you've probably heard of these names. I hope you have anyway. John Leonard Dover. He was just a potter by trade. David Nitschmann, he was just a carpenter by trade. Both were skilled in their trade, skilled in even speaking. But they're the ones who started the Moravian cry. And they sold themselves to slavery at St. Thomas Islands in the Caribbean. Sold themselves into life slavery that they might take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the 3,000 African slaves that had been taken to St. Thomas Island. And as they went there and got on the ship to leave with their belongings, not in a knapsack but in a casket, as they left to go to the mission field, never to be heard from again, as far as they was concerned, they cried that the Lamb that was slain might receive reward for his suffering. And that became the Morovi cry, the mission cry. Bob could probably tell you more about it than I can. But that became the cry of the people. And all them people in that community kept sending missionaries out. And the only thought that they had, that the lamb that was slain might receive glory, reward for his suffering. And can I tell you this morning that what ought to be in our mind and our heart and in our action is that the lamb that was slain received reward for his suffering. That I might look to him and say that the lamb that was slain for Mark D. Secret Street deserves the reward for suffering out of my life. I ought to give him all. Amen. Not only be a tad, but all of it. That ought to be my life. And that ought to be my cry this morning. Ought to be the cry of Mountain State Baptist Church. Ought to be the cry of you this morning. And let's just see now, what does he deserve this morning? What reward does the lamb that was slain deserve? Turn to Psalms chapter 2. Psalms chapter 2. As we see some things, maybe that the lamb that was slain deserves. See, you don't deserve nothing but hell. I don't deserve nothing but hell. You ain't got no good works. You ain't got nothing worthy. I want you to understand, don't feel too big about yourself because you're a wretch at your best. Paul said, the greatest Christian that I could read about in the Bible said, I am a wretch, oh wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from this old flesh? Huh? I believe that's about the best we are, is a wretch. Huh? I know we're too proud to admit all that. Nevertheless, that's what we are. A worm, a wretch. Psalms chapter 2. Let's look here at verse 7. Verse 7. We'll start at verse 6. It said, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Can I tell you that one of the rewards that the King of Glory, the Lamb that was slain, deserves? He deserves the heathen. He deserves, you know what I'm saying this morning? He deserves you to be saved. He deserves you to come and believe on his name. He deserves you, the wicked, the liar, the idolater, the drunkard, the dope head. He deserves you to come to him in faith believing. He deserves that. See, he didn't just die, but he died a cruel death for the sins of men and women. He died for your sin. He died for your filthiness. He died for your disobedience. He died for everything you can imagine. Every dirty thing. Every filthy thing. Every sinful thing. Yeah. He died in your place for that this morning. And he deserves you to swallow your pride and come and trust him as Savior. That God might forgive you for Christ's sake. God don't forgive you for your sake. I just want you to understand that. God don't forgive you for your sake. He forgives you for Christ's sake. Think about that. God's angry with the sinner every day. The Bible said. Every day. Not someday. He's angry with the sinner every day. But if you'll come to Christ, if you'll come to him in faith believing, if you'll repent of your sins and turn to Jesus Christ, Christ deserves you to do that. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. That he might receive honor and glory. What's it say? They might receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. He deserves that this morning. He deserves me to trust him.
50 years ago. He deserved you to throw away your beer and come to him in faith believing. He deserved you to quit running around and committing adultery and fornication. He deserves you to lay it all aside and give his life to you for him. Give you your life, your entire life. Let me tell you what we give him. We give him a little bit, hoping we can go to heaven. We give him a little bit that we might just say, okay, I'm safe. Why don't we just go and give him all of our life? For he deserves the life of the heathen this morning. Amen. That's what he deserves. Did he not purchase us with his blood?
Right.
He didn't purchase me with his good works.
Right.
He didn't purchase me being a good teacher. Did not Paul write to the church at Corinth and say, you're not your own, you're bought with a what? Price, which is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. For you're not redeemed with the precious gold and silver and precious stones, but by the blood, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Did he not say to the church that he purchased and redeemed the church with what? With his blood. It's by the blood this morning.
Amen.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. And he deserves the heathen. He deserves the reprobate and the rebel. He deserves the murderer. He deserves the liar, the cheat, and the gambler. He deserves you to repent and come and trust him and say he deserves that honor this morning. He deserves it. Are you hearing me today? Not only that, he don't just deserve the heathen. Turn over in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, all praise goes to Jesus. We better make sure we don't take none of ourselves. Can I tell you, Isaiah 42:8 says, I will not give my glory to another. He don't share it with nobody else. He don't share it. You hear me this morning? He don't share it. And he deserves far more than what we give him. Huh? We're so set on ourselves and full of ourselves. We think everything that happens is going to be about us. It ain't about us. It's about him. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy. It's so much worthy that the song of heaven, we say it's going to be amazing grace. No, it's not. It throws me in there. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound of saved a wretch like me. That's not the theme song of heaven. Huh?
Right.
We're so prideful, that's what we've done.
Right.
We made the theme song of heaven about us. But the theme song of heaven is worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
Amen.
That he might receive glory and honor and blessing.
Amen.
Not us this morning. We're so proud. It's a wonder even God told you any of us.
Yeah, amen.
He ought to kill us twice just to have something to do. You think about it.
Bring us back and kill us again.
Will we think big of ourselves? No, it's worthy. It's the Lamb slain. Worthy. The drops of blood that flowed down Calvary was God's blood. The drops of blood that flowed down Calvary was the only payment for our sin. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. The suffering that our Savior went through for me and you, it should have been ours. We're the ones that should have been crucified. We're the ones that should have been beat. We're the ones that ought to be in hell. But can I tell you, he suffered everything for me and you. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was all praise goes to Jesus this morning. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Not only does he deserve the heathen, he deserves the saints. Ephesians chapter 1. How about we start? Let's start there about 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Huh? The riches of the glory of his inheritance in said, the riches of the glory of His inheritance. His inheritance of the saved. What He gets. What He deserves you after He saved you, after you heathen. You heathen men, you heathen women, you heathen young people. Huh? That's what we are, without God, without hope. We were heathens.
Yeah.
And He spoke to us and drove us, called us to come. Follow me, He said. We stepped out and He born us again and made us a new creature in Christ Jesus, that He deserves every inch of you.
Amen.
He deserves your thoughts. He deserves your breath. He deserves your energy. He deserves your time. If you read something, you ought to be reading something about Him.
Right.
Yeah. Huh? If you do something now, it ought to be connected with Him. You say, well, I got to make a living. Then make it about Him.
Yeah.
When you go get your paycheck, tell them, say, thank you. God, give me strength to work for you. To God be the glory. Make it about Him. When you go raise your garden, you go out and pick a big stripy tomato. To God be the glory that He give me a tomato. When you take care of your grandchildren or your children, or you kill a whitetail buck, it don't matter. Give God the glory. He deserves every bit of your praise, every bit of your thanksgiving. He deserves every bit of your talent. He deserves every bit of your ability. And we ought to give Him everything about us because we be the saints of God. I'm no longer a sinner. I don't identify as a sinner anymore. The Bible said they were sinners and saints. And hallelujah, because of the blood of Christ, I identify now as a saint of God, a son of God, and heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ. I'm saved from top to bottom and plumb through. I'm heaven bound not because of me, but because of the Lamb that was slain on Calvary. My sins are gone. Hallelujah, they're gone. I'm eternally saved through Jesus Christ, my Savior, this morning. And worthy is the Lamb that was slain this morning. And He deserves me. He deserves me. I can sing a little bit. Guess what I ought to be singing about? Him. Ain't got no business. I was going to tell you, I ain't got no business singing about anything else. Huh? I can talk. Sure I can. I'm an introvert naturally. I really am. But if I can talk, I'll be talking about Him.
Yeah.
If I preach, I'll be preaching about Him. When I pray, I'll be praying to Him, about Him, for Him. For everything He does is for Him this morning. Everything in this church needs to be about Him. He deserves the saints. He deserves the heathen. He deserves the saints. Is that all right?
Yeah.
How about Colossians 1:18? How about Colossians 1:18? Not only that, He deserves to be first. He deserves to be first. I mean, just look at Him. He first in your life or not? Don't say yes then. Because your life will betray. Huh? Your speech will betray. Huh? Is He first? He ought to be first. Why would He be second? Why would He be second? What is more important? What is more important than the Lamb that was slain?
Right.
What's more important? And I love my grandchildren. I love to spend time with my grandchildren. I wish I had them all. I'd take them all and let the parents go back home and I'd keep all the grandchildren. But can I tell you? Can I tell you they can't be first? My children can't be first. Now, other than the Lord, I love Cheryl Ann better than I do. Hands down. But she can't be first. He's got to be first. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, that He might receive. Well, He's already in. Them seven glories there in Revelation chapter 5 is not something that He's going to get. He bestows that, shows that. He performs that. He is that. Colossians chapter 1, let's look at verse 18. Well, we can't read 18 without reading 17. 18, 19, we've got to keep reading back. And he is before all things. Well, that's just not fair. And he didn't exist just at Bethlehem. He spoke the world into existence. It says in John that nothing is made but not made in him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 7, he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in, now let's read it here, that in all things, he might have the preeminence. That in all things, he might be first.
Yep.
In all things. In all things. No matter what it is. You name it, he ought to be first in it. If your life's involved in it, he ought to be first place between. Huh? That's just what the Bible says. Does he not deserve that? What do you think he deserves? What do you think the Lord deserves this morning? Huh? Where was he the night he found me? Where was he the day he found me? How about a shape was you in?
Right.
Huh? Huh? Trista sings that song, he rescued me. I was out on the sea of sin, going under for the last time. I about to lose my mind, about to go plumb crazy. Didn't know what was going to take place. And he stopped and he rescued me. He deserved everything, man. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. He deserved to be first place. Huh? When we sing a hymn in the church, huh? I buried old Dave Painter. Remember Dave and Naomi used to come and sit there where Rose is sitting. Dave and Naomi come. I buried him last Saturday. And I got to, I done the first part, so it was a lot of eulogy and memories. And Dave Painter was a staff sergeant, Marine Corps, two tours in Nam, and seen a lot. He got saved. And he done everything just like he was still a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
Done everything. If he talked to you, it was loud, wide open. If he run a piece of equipment, from what I understand, he run it. Where it tore up or not, didn't matter, he'd run it wide open. But in his spare time, he'd run across the mountain and back, just in his spare time, just to be running. Just do it wide open. He'd sing in church. Now, he was not the greatest singer. But he sang, he wasn't the greatest singer, but he didn't just sing. He sung as loud as he could sing. Not sometimes, but all the time. If he was in church, remember when he sat there? He would just sing as loud. I bet he busted Teddy's eardrum. But he would sing as loud. You know why? Because he knew what he was, and he knew what God had done for him, and he was not ashamed to tell you.
Right.
He had a good way of witness. I mean, Dennis, somebody was telling Dennis, when he witnessed to people, he would go up to a complete stranger and say, "Hey, do I know you? Don't I know you?" And they said, "No." He said, "Well, I know Jesus. You know him." Like he just circled around like, you know, they were just one big family. I mean, don't you know him? So I know you. Huh? But he done it wide open. I never heard him. I don't think Dave Painter whispered. I remember sitting here whispering to Naomi, but I can hear what he said up here, and I can't hear. That's dirty music. Everything was loud. You know why? Because he didn't care about what others thought. It was just first place.
Amen.
Why can't we do that? Huh? Does he not deserve it? Does he not deserve? Does not the Bible say that if you're forgiven much, it's like you're more thankful?
Right.
Yeah. Well, just how much was you forgiven? Just how much? How much liquor are you going to drink before you really get happy? Forgiven. How much sin you got to commit before you really happy and forgiven? How about just one? How about just the one of unbelief? That was enough. Huh? And just happy about it. Why can't we? Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. All the praise goes to Jesus. Let's look on now. Hang with me now. Does he deserve our worship? You know, we come to church and we call it coming to worship service, but I'm afraid to tell you, everybody don't worship. It ain't because you're not allowed, it's just because you want it. Sometimes you ain't shaking. Sometimes you're too dirty. Sometimes your mind's not. Sometimes you didn't prepare your heart to worship. Okay? Sometimes your mind's on something else. You know, I gotta get back, get the camp set up. I gotta get the fishing rod out. I gotta check the deer pictures. Oh, I didn't get all my laundry done. I gotta do this, do that. I mean, but there's all kinds of things we think about. I wonder, would you be ashamed for us to play on the screen behind me what you're thinking when you're coming along? When you're sitting there and they're saying, and what's on your mind? Would it be okay if we played that? Would it be vulgar? Would we have to be 21 to be in a sanctuary? Or would it be some far old thing? You know, when you come into the church house and you're sitting thinking about, well, what could I do if that hurt? Well, what's in your hair? Are you hearing me this morning? Does he not deserve our worship? You know, somewhere where everybody's going to kneel down.
Amen.
How about Philippians chapter 2? We still okay? How about Philippians chapter 2? We start around verse 8. It's hard to start there, but I'll start at verse 8. Instead of being found in fashion as a man, speaking of Christ, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. See, worthy is a lamb that was slain. Look at verse 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. Why? Why did he highly exalt him? Because he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Because a lamb was slain, then God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Can I tell you, he deserves our worship and our praise. He deserves it. I know we're Baptists. I'm a Baptist plumber through. I am, but that's after I'm a Baptist. But I am a Baptist. I'm not ashamed I'm a Baptist. Okay? I'm not ashamed of that. But can I tell you, we've let other people steal away our praise, steal away our worship because we's afraid of what's going to get in that straight lace tied up.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
But then when I think of that, and I go back and look at some of them early Christians that were Baptists, they weren't quiet about it.
Amen.
They didn't hide it. Huh? We okay? That boy got quiet, dude.
Amen.
You know, I watched the girls sing her while they were BB, and I said, lift her hand. But then I looked and I saw hands going up back to the congregation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I've told you, it's okay. It's okay to be driving and look down the windshield. Go down your window, whatever you're driving because you're so good to. It's okay. It's okay to lift your hand and praise.
Yeah.
It's okay. Uh-oh. It's okay, clap your hands. I ain't got no rhythm. I can't clap. Somebody got rhythm. Oh, you don't clap in church. No, you ain't supposed to applaud people.
Right.
They say, don't clap your hands.
Yeah.
In the sanctuary. Lift them up and pray. And if he says, to go ahead and do it at night so you can come back at night at 6 o'clock.
Amen.
To worship. Does he not deserve? He does not deserve worship. Could y'all humor me? I'm about done. Don't y'all worry. I'm not worried about that clock no more.
Amen.
Right. I'm going to go till I'm done. We start at 11. All right? I'm not going to be like other churches. We're not like other churches. I'm just going to go till I'm done.
Yeah.
If it's 12 o'clock, I'm done. Or if it's 2 o'clock, I'm done.
Amen, amen, amen.
Y'all
amen.
Know where you got to go. You hear me? Now, I'm thinking about this. Has anybody here had a prayer answered this week on this?
Yeah.
He's worthy of worship for that. How about this? Have you done anything for anybody in this body?
Yeah.
Hold your hand up. Hold your hand up. Hold it up. Have you done anything for
him?
Is he worthy?
Yeah.
How about this, Mike Peters? Has he done anything for any of you people in this body? He's worthy. How about over here? Anybody over here had anything good happen this week? Is he not worthy? How many been saved 50 years? Anybody here been saved? Hold your hand if you've been saved 50 years. Oh, dang.
Amen.
He's kept you over 50 years. Is he not worthy of that? How many been saved for a year? Anybody here been saved for a year?
A year or longer?
Hands going up there. Ain't he worthy? Ain't he worthy? Yeah, but I got problems. Yeah, but that don't change his worthiness. Yeah, but I've had valleys. That don't change his worthiness. I've had disappointment, but that don't change his worthiness. Is that not true? For worthy is the Lamb that was slain, and all our praise goes to Jesus. Someday, everything will last. Every coat's going to be Why can't we just go to practice? He deserves our worship. There is one more thing he deserves. We'll go back over to Revelation. Revelation chapter 5. But when we read this again, you should notice something. Says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing. He deserves to have full rule, power. He is almighty. He's not mighty. Everybody look at me. God is not mighty. He's not powerful. He's all powerful. He's not just wealthy, but he's rich. He's rich above everybody. Who counsels? Nobody goes to God. No, let me say this. We drive the counsel. But he don't seek counsel because he's all wisdom. Who is stronger? Well, how strong is he? Well, he draws a line and says, see, come no further. Now that first one. He's going to draw the line in the set, stop it. He says, sun, shine. And it shines. Not only does it shine, since you made it, it ain't never quit. He told it to shine and ain't stopped since. Even when we're in the dark side, it's still shining. He said, moon, go where? Go where, moon? And I want you to work. He said, well, how does the moon work? Well, I want you to work. I want you to move up water in and out. And I want you to make your plants come up. And I want you to direct this. I want you to direct that. And you know what it's been doing all these 6,000 years? It's been doing exactly what he said to
do.
He just put them up first and just go do it. You know why? Because he's all power. And he's all might. And he's all wisdom. And he's all riches.
Yeah.
Huh? Is that what it says? And he's all strength. Well, how strong is he? Well, the Bible talks about him hanging the earth on a circle. He's big enough to create the universe. Small enough to live in my heart. He made everything from nothing. I mean, I don't know how to keep describing how big and mighty and strong he is. Huh? He can carry every one of our
burdens.
You know how heavy yours is? You know how heavy it is when you can't go no further? He carried it. And he carried mine, and he carried all the world's. Okay? And then honor. Has anybody got any more honor than he did? No. Glory and blessing. I'm just trying to get you to see worthy as a lamb. Cheryl, go to pen. Don't forget the song. It's the second most song. I ask you this morning, because of him, is there any passion, any commitment to grace? Can you do too much? I've been told, now Mark, you be careful now. You can't be stupid now. You gotta back off a little bit. You can't be. Where's the line going? Can we give him too much? Is there any offering too great? Can you give him too much money? Can you give him too much talent? Can you give him too much time? Not if he's worthy of all. Nope. Is there any, you know, remember, Dennis Lane preached on radical faith, first night of revival, that Sunday? Is there any commitment to be? The more boys I told you about, moreover, from there at the 100 Germany, they said, worthy is the Lamb that was slain that he might receive glory where he suffered. And they sold themselves to slavery. Sold themselves, never be sold again. That's a pretty good thing.
Yep.
Is it not? Worthy is the Lamb. If you're here this morning and you're lost, you want to honor the Lord? Why don't you slip out of your seat and come and repent. Trust him as your Savior. That'd be a great start. Us that are saved, why don't we just go and give it all? You know, here I am. Use me how you want. If it means for a day, kill me. If it means for a day, cripple me. If you take everything I have, it don't matter. See, a lot of us will commit. As long as we get to keep all of our toys and all of our stuff, a lot of us will serve God as long as it's good.
Yeah.
The minute it gets in a bind, then we blow up and say,
yeah.
I believe he deserves the saints. I believe he deserves our worship. I believe he deserves to be in rule. I believe this morning he's boss. I believe he's boss. I told him a long time ago, I'll go where you want me to go, do what you want me to do, and never let me leave the county. I've tried. I went to the Philippines, fought kidney stones while I was there. Come home, Bob Goo starts going to Burma. I want to go to Burma, fight kidney stone, heart attack, stroke. I want to go to Kenya, have another heart attack, stroke. Well, okay, I'm getting the message. Stay where you're at.
Stay
where you're at.
Amen.
But if he wants me to go, if I get a visit, I'll go visit, but I got to come by.
Right.
We okay? But I'll do it if I lose everything I've got. I already have everything. Lay up not treasures on earth where the corrupt, thieves break through and steal. Lay up your treasures in me.
Yeah.
I'm just wanting to say, Father, I just tried to brag on you this morning. You've been so good this week and good every day, and I didn't want to do nothing but just brag on you this morning. And I hope it was okay. I hope I lifted you up enough that we might see how wonderful you are. Speak to every heart here this morning, I'm asking in Jesus' name. And amen. Let's stand right now. Let's sing one verse of song.
forgiveness and mercy and the power of the blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done. Goodness and mercy and the power of the blood.